continuing our Ask the Pastor series here at Ascension. We've had the fifth one. We'll do one more next week, and we'll get back to kind of our regular fall lectionary. We'll start in the Old Testament. Well, the Ask the Pastor question today had to do with that phrase that you can hear sometimes. Someone comes up to you and says, just have faith. Just have faith. And the question really had some concerns about understanding that and maybe how to live with that phrase, or how does it work for them, that sort of thing. When I hear the words, just have faith, the assumption I kind of hear behind them, and I think it's a bit of a cultural assumption, it's a part of our time and place, is often that it means if you had faith, or at least more faith, life would be better for you. You guys agree? I mean, if you just had more faith, life would be better for you. I mean, you know, maybe you wouldn't have so many questions or doubts in your life. Or maybe, you'd be at more confident or peace in your life if you had more faith. Or maybe when you pray, whether it be for well-being or for somebody else's life, that, boy, that would just happen because you had great faith. So, more faith and life would be pretty wonderful, huh? Got you hooking a little bit here. But if you look in the Bible, and let's just take a moment and think about some of the things the Bible said. Our gospel reading for today, of course, tells us to believe Jesus is speaking. Believe in God, believe also in me. That's pretty close to just have faith, isn't it? If you look earlier in John's gospel there, you have the famous verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Now, how many times did Jesus commend somebody for their faith? In fact, when someone was healed, he often said, your faith has made you well. So faith has clearly got a pretty high standing in Scripture, no doubt about that. There's wellness associated with it, not perishing, eternal life associated with it. They got all this stuff hooked into faith. And yet, when I say to you, just have faith, do you feel excited about that? Just have faith. Does that get you? Wow, yeah, thanks for sharing that, Pastor. Thanks for telling me that. Or is there a little more uncertainty? Or maybe even a nervousness when someone says, just have faith. How does it hit you? Well, I'm guessing, and you can argue with me later, that I think many of us kind of feel more uncertain and maybe worried when someone tells us, just have faith. Why is that? Well, I think it's because there's some cultural baggage that we have associated with faith that we need to back off and look at a little bit. There's some cultural baggage with our faith. And the first piece is that faith is often thought about in our culture as kind of an inner strength. And being an inner strength that we have, almost like a willpower to hold on to God. But faith is seen that way. It's my, I got this thing, and I'm holding on to God, and that's what faith is, sort of thing. And it's just kind of like outer faith, then, or outer strength, I'm responsible for it. My health, my shape, I have a responsibility there. So it must be the case, if it's an inner willpower, that I'm really responsible for that. And I need to find a way to be strong in faith, muster it up, do whatever it takes so I can hold on to God tighter and all these good things happen in my life. What's the problem with that? Number one, my grip's weak inside. I don't know about you. I'm not known for the greatest willpower. How many can even walk by dessert and not grab it when I shouldn't, inner willpower is a pretty scary thing to say that's equated with faith. And the second thing is that it often is being said right at the time we're not doing very well. So just have faith often feels like judgment, doesn't it? It's really, you could translate it this way. You wouldn't be in the situation if you just had more faith. It's judgment. You don't have enough faith. You lack faith. Boy, if you just had more faith, your life would be wonderful. Because you're responsible. It's something you have to take care of. It's something that's on you. Judgment. Well, the second thing I think that baggage gets hooked up onto faith is that it somehow it does make life all wonderful. You see. That because we believe in God, that we shouldn't have the sufferings and troubles that other people should have. So faith is this thing that'll at least get us there. It may not, things might hit us, but we'll get over them quick if we just believe enough. So you'll get over your sickness quick, or the troubles in your family fast, or whatever else. Faith is going to cure it all if you just had enough faith, or more faith, that life would be idyllic. Well, if that's some of the baggage, the cultural baggage, I think, that gets hung on to our ideas of just having faith, how do we back off of that? How do we come to a different understanding? Well, let's just look at what Jesus says right there in the gospel to his disciples. He did say, believe in God, believe also in me. But right after that, he said, what do you believe in? What did he want them to believe in? He said, you know what? In my Father's house are many rooms, and I go to prepare a place for you. And I'm going to come back again, and I'm going to take you there. So we're to trust him for that he will come through for us. Where really our faith is not to be strong ourselves. Our faith is that God will be strong for us. And think of where the disciples are at this moment. They're scared. They're heading to Jerusalem. They know they could get killed there. Their lives are on the line. And Jesus is saying, I'm going to come through for you. But if you look at it, he's not going to come through for them by taking away everything, is he? He's assuming they're going to die. Because that's the only reason he'd say, I'm preparing a place in heaven for you and I'm going to come get you there. So they're going to die. They're going to have to suffer. And of course, Jesus is going to have to suffer and die. The Bible, our people in the Bible, all of them, even the most faithful, Jesus. Anybody got more faith than him out here? Slip your hand up. No, don't do that. So anyway, you know, even Jesus, of course, suffered and died. He didn't get a pass on suffering in this world. None of us do. I think we think faith might be our ticket out. Well, no, it isn't. It's our ticket through, if you want that. It's a ticket to know God is with us, even when this world is getting worse, not even better. It's a sense that God is in this journey with you and me, even when it's really rough and things are falling apart. It's a mess. We're not at our best. The people around us are making us miserable for whatever reason. You know, whatever it is, faith says, you know, somehow God is in the midst of these things. Faith's content is that God is gracious, loving, faithful. That's what we're holding on to. In the midst of sometimes where it just seems like God is missing, we trust that somehow God is coming through for us. It's the content of faith. So if someone said, just have faith and kind of kept it in that context, I think it could be a fine thing. Just have faith. There's times we need someone to remind us we need to trust here. It's ugly, and we need to, you need to trust because God might come through for you. You know, God's finding a way through for you here. Or trust God that you know, an answer is going to come. I know it's hard, it's taken a while, but trust that an answer is going to come. You know, when we think about faith, how do we get it? We don't muster it up inside. We don't kind of grit inside. I'm going to believe you, God. It doesn't work that way, does it? Paul says faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing something. And he says the word of God, which certainly roots in the Bible, but for Paul, again, he was writing the Bible, so he didn't have one right then. You know, so it was before the Bible, at least some of the Old Testament, at least, was there. But still, faith comes by hearing what he was saying, the Word of God, what he meant there by the Word of God, is God addressing us. God speaking a word to us. That somehow we know God has connected to our lives, our souls. You know, when the Holy One, the Great Almighty One, when that sense of the divine speaks, it's changed. It stirs faith. And we go, whoa. Life's different on the other side of that. When you know the Almighty has a word for your life, you're different on this side. See, that's what Paul is getting at. When faith comes by hearing, he said, when people address you, and you know that somehow through them, God is giving you a message, that's just sheer power. That God's going to go, and even though your life's falling apart here, and have a place in heaven and come and get you, and you hear that from God, you're going, you know, my life, as much as I like it here, I got something. That in the proverb today, that God's going to trust in the Lord with all your heart, that, you know, he's going to guide you in your steps, in your path. That means it may be a dark path right now, but somehow, you know, when God has spoken to you, there's a way through. And when you know that God's love is for you personally, even though you've messed up or aren't where you need to be or want to be, it's changing. The stuff of faith, and you can feel it come up because it's relief at times, it's joy, it's excitement for what God has for you. It catches you. You know it's not the same anymore. The addressing of God in our lives, a powerful gift That faith comes by hearing this word of God. So as much as there are times to encourage people to have faith, to believe in God, to have some trust here, there are also times to speak a word from God for them. Now, it's dangerous. People have misused it a ton. But there's some great scriptures and some great words that give comfort and hope and joy that, you know what, I'm not alone in this. God is with me. I've heard God. Somehow this is going to work out. Our faith is that God is gracious, loving, and will come through for us. We trust that. We who are scared, who are failing, who are limited mortals, who don't have it all figured out, we trust that God is faithful and loving and will come through for us. Amen. Thank you.